Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is Sarah Medlicott, and I'm going to bring her on in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for spending your valuable time with us here on the show. I am so excited that this show spans the globe, from Canada to Ireland to Japan, the U.S., of course, and all places in the world. So I want to give a shout out to everybody today who's listening. And whether you're listening now, you know, when I first record the show, or 3 years from now, it doesn't make a difference. I hope that this information is valuable for you. You know, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I think a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You're a conscious entrepreneur, and you want to make a difference in the world. Perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. You're going to really enjoy Sarah's interview. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that these shows are value-backed so that you always feel your time was well spent. And please join me on Facebook. I have a group called Entrepreneur Mastery. And actually, I have another summit coming up in September that focuses on entrepreneur mastery and a component of that. But that Facebook group is a place where I'm very active, and we can all support one another, you know, ask people for feedback on things, and it's just a nice group to hang out in. And remember that you can find all the links to this show on whatever internet, radio, station, podcast network you listen to, whether it's iHeartRadio or iTunes or SoundCloud or wherever. You can find all those links on my actual page on my website, which is at BonnieGressel.com. So, and I always have a free gift for you on the show page. And there's a bunch of free gifts from guests that I've had over the past couple of years on BonnieGressel.com as well. So be sure to check that out. Now, maybe you want to reach more people with your message. You know, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you want to talk about that, certainly feel free to hook up and let's chat about that. Without further ado, join me in welcoming our guest for today, Sarah Medlicott. Sarah supports women entrepreneurs across the globe to generate extraordinary leadership in their business and turn their brilliance into profitable programs. She's been coaching since 1998, and she's served as trainer for the Coaches Training Institute, Thrive Academy, and Irresistible Online Marketing. As founder of the Elemental Woman Leadership Program and the co-founder of the Women's Wealth Revolution, as well as a New Thought practitioner, she's committed to the paradigm of spirit and generosity-driven business that creates outrageous financial rewards and contributes to the world in a powerful way. With a background in small business development and international trade, Sarah works with some of the world's greatest thought leaders to pioneer the future of conscious and transformational business. Join me in welcoming Sarah Medlicott. Well, welcome, Sarah. I am so excited to have you here today to share your wisdom and your insights with all of our listeners. I am so appreciative that you've taken time out of your very busy day.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's such a pleasure to be here. I love working with you, and I'm so grateful for the gifts that you're bringing people in the world.
So, you know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. And, you know, people kind of like to know where we've come from, right? Because all of our experiences make us who we are today. So would you share with us a little bit about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Absolutely, Bonnie. And you know, I have a few passions going on right now. I mean, there's kind of a few different key areas that I work in currently. I work with women entrepreneurs to take their brilliance and turn it into profitable business. Mm-hmm. And then I work with client companies to train their leader teams and their coaching teams so that everyone can align to new standards of excellence and productivity. And then I work with individual women leaders to be excellent leaders in their businesses through my Elemental Woman Leadership Program. And that's using the five elements of Chinese medicine as a guide to navigate how to authentically lead like a woman. And it's like, those are pretty diverse things. So yeah, the background is I pull from over 20 years in small business development. I started when I was in college as an assistant at the Small Business Development Center. And during that time, I really loved seeing these small businesses learn how to do business plans. And it sounds so geeky, but there was always my boss, my director of that organization would always say, if you don't plan to succeed, you plan to fail. And that really stuck with me, you know, the necessity of having a plan of some kind. But that was my first dip in the ocean of small business development. And then I dipped into the world of personal development and coach training and then marketing and online marketing. And that's like over the decades, that's the skills that I've gained through working, building my own coaching company, doing a lot of deep personal transformational work, and then becoming a faculty member for the Coaches Training Institute and leading coaching training in about 21 different countries around the world, training over 1,000 coaches. So, you know, during that time, this theme that's been consistent is this incredible rise in entrepreneurship. You know, isn't it amazing to just see how many people are just saying yes to that? They've got something that they're ready to give to the world and make their mark with. Do you notice that?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's, and I don't know, I think maybe it's a little bit easier today, but the other thing is I think people are, you know, everyone struggles with that worthiness issue and, oh, who am I? The imposter syndrome, you know, all those things. And I see more people kind of stepping out of that a little bit, whereas maybe it's not quite as big as it used to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think there's some underlying factors, and this like on the road to entrepreneurship, it can be bumpy because we're learning how to grow into being a leader of a business. And so that's when you're going to confront any of those deep underlying beliefs that come up, you know, and so many end up struggling to either get off the ground and make it as a real business, or they can't effectively reach the people they most want to serve, you know, or they get caught up in that feast and famine cycle that so many entrepreneurs do, because they're going from, oh, I've got plenty, to like, oh my gosh, I'm in scarcity mode. And I believe there's two key things that every entrepreneur needs to address ongoingly, and that is building a clear business model and being an entrepreneurial leader, growing yourself as an entrepreneurial leader, because you might bring all of your tools and your skills of your modality, whether you're a healer or an acupuncturist or a consultant, but you might not have ever learned how to actually grow and build and lead a business. So you've got to like get those practices in place and learn the skill set to clarify your business model and grow yourself as a leader. Those to me are the first crucial keys, right?
Oh, right. And that is so true. I mean, so many people, you know, we talked about how many more entrepreneurs there seem to be today, and there are, but most of them quit.
Mm-hmm.
And because of these very things, it's building that foundation. So I would love for you to share more about that, because I think if not all people struggle with that along the journey somewhere.
Well, you know, you really spoke to it, that sense of self-worth. I think that leadership and entrepreneurial leadership, and when I talk about growing your leading edge, it's not a destination that you get to and then you're done and it's handled. Mm-hmm. If you're in the game of building a business and being an entrepreneur, it means that you're committing to lifelong learning, because you're going to take risks that make you very uncomfortable, and then you're going to get more comfortable as you gain the skills to navigate that world. So I really feel like the initial hurdle is knowing yourself really well. And the biggest hurdle I see people overcoming is the skill to charge for your work. Right? Because when people are first starting out, they might not have the experience and the confidence yet. And that's when all of those inner fears come in. And they start to say, what are you doing? You don't know what you're doing. You can't charge for that. You know, and I think a lot of people go through that, especially when you're starting up, but sometimes as you're expanding and you know your worth and you're first like, okay, I'm going to double my rates and I'm really going to charge the market rate now. And there's all of those inner fears that come in of like, well, then you'll lose people or people will go away or they're not going to pay you that much. And so in the beginning, you're really relying more on your inner courage than the experience, you know, I relate in many ways with one of the most common challenges for a lot of people is that when they first start their business, they give away their work and they don't charge enough. And that mindset is like a subconscious belief that somehow your work isn't worth it, right? Mm-hmm. And what happens when we do that, and this is for everyone to really hear, is when you hold yourself as not worthy or not deserving or not enough, even though it's such a subtle belief, it starts to show up in your financial life. Clients will start to pay late or not pay at all. And then you have to start chasing them. And, you know, I've done that. I myself have had moments in the beginning where I was running my business from a level of scarcity. Mm-hmm. And then I would go out there and be like, I'm coming out of scarcity and I need to get clients this week. And then I would see someone and be like, hi, do you want to be my client? And they'd be like, ah! It's like it keeps you in a cycle of overwork and underpaid, yeah. Right? You're working too hard to get too little. And that totally takes you off of your purpose, right?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And so how do people get out of that? I mean,
yeah,
like when you work with people, how do you get them past that? Because, you know, people will value you as much as you value yourself. And people can feel it. It's an energy thing, right? They Absolutely. Can tell when you're not confident, when you're like, oh, well, if you really want to pay this, you know,
yeah.
How do you get people past that?
Yeah, I love that. And I have a few very practical ways. And the first that will help you in your mindset and get you out of it being about you. The first mindset piece is your business is not about you. Yeah. It's about your mission. It's about the impact and the results that you're here to help your clients generate. They're responsible for their results. So when you know it's not about you, then you can really look at what is it that I need to make income-wise? Do some simple math. Look at what are your income goals that you would like to hit every month. And then look at your schedule and see how many client sessions do I need to generate to make that amount. What price do I need to charge to make that amount? So it's the simple math that I do is I look at my schedule and I block out my time according to my best schedule, not the schedule of what everyone else wants, because this is my business. I get to declare what my hours are. So know when your energy cycles are, know when you're most present and awake and ready to serve others, and then block out those client sessions. And then looking at your income goal, divide it by the number of sessions in your month. And then that would be the rate that you charge if you're doing a per session rate. I, as an aside, would say, please don't do an hourly rate. Get out of that. Do packages and do programs. Because when you bundle your services, people then get to have a deeper relationship with you. And they understand that results take time. So that's an aside. I'll go back to that in a moment. But the key here is to know what you want money and time-wise, right? Because if you know how much money you want to generate from your business and how much time you can schedule for that income generation, then you will actually hit your goals rather than being like, well, I wonder if I'll get any clients this month, or I wonder if I'll hit my income goal, right? It's a huge mistake so many entrepreneurs make is just not knowing what they need to charge to actually make the income goals that they dream of.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's such a good point. And you know, it's, if you do, you know, one-on-one work, and I totally agree with what you said just earlier, that look at packages and look at whatever, because otherwise people tend to put things in too small of a container and you can't get, you know, the transformation that you want in like one session or whatever.
Yes. And you know what this really speaks to, Bonnie, is this is one of the other keys I wanted to bring into this conversation, which is knowing what you want to offer and what your ideal clients need. And when you do a program or a package, it helps them understand that there's a journey that you're going to take them on, right? And so if a person just offers a one-off session, your potential client thinks, oh, I'm going to get this result in that session. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have a confidence booster session and someone thinks in 1 hour, I'm going to have 100% more confidence. That's not a very realistic outcome. And then the client leaves kind of like, well, wait, what did I get? I paid you this money for this hour and I didn't get the result. It's because you can't get a transformation in confidence in just one session, right? You'll probably get underneath the surface of some of the core pieces that are in the way for that person. They might have a good breakthrough in that hour, but they're not necessarily going to get the lasting results. So when you know what you want to offer and what your ideal client needs, like what is the problem they need solved, then you build a program. That program would be like a journey, you know, how do you get them from where they are with the problem to the solution and the results that they really want. And that's like by knowing exactly what you want to offer and how you package your expertise, then people will hear you speak and they'll say, oh, I know what I will get from working with you, right? Rather than this kind of, well, I don't really know what I'm going to get from the session, but I'll do the session just to see. Does that make sense?
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, people are interested in the outcome. They don't necessarily care how you get there, but you know, they want the end result.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. It's so true. And so that's like knowing what they need most that you can provide is just one of the most important things that you can start to identify, you know, and then for you to know how you want to take them on that journey. What's the pathway that you'd want to take them on, you know? So knowing what your clients most want, they want those results, and then speak to those results that they can have and let them know that to get those results, it typically takes, you know, 6 to 8 sessions, or it takes this 90-day program to get this result. And then they really feel your credibility. They feel your expertise, and they know that they can rest in a safe space with you to work on getting those results over that period of time.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that always comes to my mind when I, you know, when we have conversations like this is the whole authenticity piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming from, because some people want to, well, I'm supposed to do it like this. So that's what they create, right? But yeah, I think, and this is a Bonnie-ism, I guess, but I think you have to come from where you are, that authentic place, mm-hmm. who you mm-hmm. are, really.
Absolutely. I love what you're bringing in. And that's why in my Elemental Woman Leadership Program, it's not about any kind of a cookie cutter thing. There's great systems. There's great templates. I have great blueprints and templates, but it's not about us parroting somebody else's system. It's about really letting that information come through you of what is yours, what is your message, what is your journey that you want to take people on. You know, and that authenticity is so important because you are the only you there is. Mm-hmm. And without you bringing your skills and your gifts into this world, somebody's not being served, right? Because I can't do it for you. Bonnie can't do it for you. We can't do it for you. So for, you know, being a compelling entrepreneur is having that inner sense of confidence and worth and knowing you are here for this at this particular time in history for a mighty work, for a great purpose. And it's time right now. I can get on my little soapbox about this, you know, and if the thing between you and that authentic expression is not knowing what you want to offer or how you want to offer it, like get that handled, you know, get like really like it's time.
Yeah. Oh, that is such a good point because, you know, there's all this how-to stuff, especially for new entrepreneurs mm-hmm. or people who are in business or are trying to get to the next level. There's so much to do and everybody's got an opinion and a way to do something. And it's that foundation piece that we were actually talking about, you know, when we started our conversation today, that foundation of, you know, really focusing on what it is, you know, you want and how you can best serve and being that authentic person. How do you help people get clients? How do you help people turn those potential leads into paying clients?
Oh, that's,
I mean,
so
that's
good.
That's sort of like the $6 million question, isn't it?
It's so good. You know, how do we get them? Well, that's the piece, is you create a pathway for people to engage with you. I've been kind of seeding some of the elements, is knowing what you want to offer, knowing what your ideal client needs, and then creating a program or a package that is on a pathway. I call it the client pathway. Like, once you get the client, what do you do with them? It's like, that's what you want to identify, your client pathway. What is the journey that you are taking them on to get the results that they've hired you for to get, right? So that's the piece. It's having that clear pathway that allows them to just rest confidently and knowing that this is what I want. So once you have that pathway in place, that then, and you have that program kind of identified for yourself, you're then going to be so clear on who you want in that program, what problems you solve for them, what results they can achieve and the outcomes they can get from it, that then when you go to do your marketing and you get out there and do your messaging, you have a very clear, specific message, right? You're not trying to please all people at all times. I mean, this is something that I actually have a gift I'm giving everyone today called 4 Keys to Get Your Marketing Project Done Now. And in that webinar, I talk about how to identify what project will bring the right clients to your unique business, right? And how to keep that clarity and precision so that you know exactly who you want to bring on in, and then how you speak to them. You know, so that they actually hear you. Because I think when we come from some of the mindset stuff that we talked about earlier, like if you're trying to generate clients from scarcity or lack or a sense of unworthiness, you will get clients, perhaps. You'll either get a lot of no's and feel very disappointed and not meet your income goals, or you're going to get clients that are really, they'll reflect that belief back to you, you know, and they might be resistant clients that will complain to you, why am I paying you so much money when you're not giving me what I want? Or there'll be flaky clients and they won't pay you on time and they won't value your time. They'll keep canceling or changing their appointments. And if you don't have healthy boundaries around your time or your money, then they'll get away with it, you know? Mm-hmm. So to get the clients, you need to have a clear solution that you offer. And you need to have a clear pathway that they can take on. And then when you talk about it in your marketing, in your messaging, in your outreach, whether it's talking to a group, whether it's online marketing, whether it's in-person special guest speaking or doing interviews or summits like this one, you really speak to the specific person that you want to work with and you let them know, I have a journey for you. And it's going to get you these results. Like for myself with the Elemental Woman Leadership Program, it's about women learning to lead like women. But each of the 5 retreats handles a specific problem. So my water element retreat is called the Dreamtime Retreat. And it's really about navigating the ebb and flow of a business, learning how to plan and map out your income for the next year in such a way that you're coming from replenishment. And let me get actually clearer and speak more clearly on this precise problem. So the problem it handles is knowing how you're going to make income in the next year, knowing how to navigate the feast and famine cycle so that you never have to go through that again, and knowing how to source your plans for the year, not necessarily from this beautiful brain in your head, but from what I call spirit or source, and how to tap into that as a place of inspiration, as a place of replenishment, as a place you can rest and relax into, to know a deep, deep well of knowing that you are always provided for, that the solution you're seeking, if you're needing to get some inspiration, it's there for you, and how to access it in the moment when you need it.
Oh, right? Beautiful. Yeah.
So do you feel that? So it's like when you can speak the specific challenges that people are going through and say, my program will help you handle that. And over the course of 2.5 days, You're going to be so grounded in who you are and what you're doing and have a very clear map of how you're going to generate income in the year ahead. Mm. Does that sound good? Like, does that sound compelling?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm ready to sign up. And,
yay.
And you know, it's all about clarity, isn't it?
Yes,
I mean, it has to start there. Yeah. And I think that's a critical step that people miss sometimes when they're starting out because there's so many other things to learn.
Totally. It's so true. And that's the whole piece, that beginning point of, you know, you've got to know your business model, what you offer and how you want to offer it. And then you want to really keep doing your inner work as a leader, because part of being an entrepreneur is saying that you're signing up to push every edge of your comfort zone and see what's on the other side. And that means confronting any of those fears, any of your, you know, any sense of lack or limitation, any fear of failure or fear of success. Because a lot of people play small and stay small because they really are afraid of, if they really shined as brightly as they know they're here to do, they just, something might go wrong, you know, or they'll get rejected or they'll fail. And so we've got to do that inner work just as much as we're doing the outer building of the structures and systems and the, you know, the client attraction kind of activities. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is so true. You know, if I was going to refer somebody to, say I had somebody who is struggling with their business, with launching their business, what kind of person would that be? I know you work with companies and with individuals, but what kind of person would that be?
You know, it's really, my ideal client is a woman entrepreneur. She can either be newer, like within her first year or two of business, or she could be in the 4 or 5 year mark where she's ready to really expand and grow. That's for the individual work, but who I love working with are women leaders who see that they are ready to find their authentic expression of their leadership. And they're ready to have, I want to say, unstoppable, unshakable confidence in who they are, why they are here, and that it's their time to shine. Where I help women grow themselves most is in their inner confidence and strength and clarity, in not just their business model, but in who they're being and how they show up in the world. And that creates extraordinary results. That is what has my clients reach 6 and 7 figure business levels. It is what has them attract clients just by walking through a room or getting on a plane and sitting down. They will have conversations that are extraordinary conversations that are just regular everyday conversations that inspire people just from who they're being. Mm. And that's what I'm most passionate about helping women get, because quite honestly, we are in a time in history where I believe this feminine way of business needs to rise up even stronger so that we can partner with the masculine energies that are in the world. This is sounding a bit esoteric, I know it, but I really believe in the integration of the masculine and the feminine. And often when we see a lot of backlash in either direction, it's because there needs to be greater understanding. So I believe when women can claim and own their power and their confidence, that they then can partner with the masculine energy in the world and not have to mask it. Because a lot of times women have learned to be men in their leadership. And I don't think that's the healthiest way for them to do it. Because when women parade around as men in their leadership, they get burned out, they get exhausted, and they get off purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's the long version of, I'm here to help women get on their purpose, to do it the feminine way, whatever their feminine expression is, and to do it with excellence and joy.
Mm, it's really building your business from the inside.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, thank you so much. You shared so many awesome things today. But, you know, I know people are busy. I'm aware of that. Time is our most precious asset. So maybe they'll only be able to fit one more thing in their brain for today. What's the most important thing that you would really like to leave our listeners with today from our conversation?
Oh, wow. You know, I've got the quick tips I'd like to summarize, but I want to start with, if your heart calls you to be an entrepreneur, trust that. Trust yourself. and get the support you need to grow yourself as an entrepreneur, because that is the one single most important thing you can do. And the quick tips that we've covered in this call, I think, are, you know what you want. So from knowing I'm here to be an entrepreneur, know what you want money and time-wise, and then honor your time. Honor asking for the rate that is going to actually give you the income goals that you want to generate. Know what you want to offer and know what your ideal client needs right now. And then know how you want to deliver your solution, right? What's the journey you want to take your clients on? So it starts with you trusting yourself and then knowing what you want to generate and then knowing what you want to offer and the impact you want to make with your people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Now, I know that people are going to want more of you, Sarah. So your website, obviously, on the show page here. But what's the best way that people can reach out to you, find out more about what you're doing, and work with you if they so choose?
Absolutely. I think if folks want to go on the link that's there below, I've given this free gift. It's my webinar, The 4 Keys to Get Your Marketing Project Done Now. And in that, I do some inner mindset work as well as the specific steps. It's how to identify what marketing project is going to bring the right clients to your unique business. I'm going to share the number one mistake entrepreneurs make that keep them struggling. I'm going to share how to keep your launches inspired so that you feel really connected to why you're doing what you're doing. And then help you clear the confusion and end procrastination that might be keeping you playing small. So I really welcome everybody to reach out to me in any way. If it speaks to you, you know, I want you to dream big into what you truly, truly desire beyond the realm of scarcity. So if you're in business just because you need to make your, you know, income, great, but go beyond the income goals to what's the bigger why, you know, and then value yourself and your time. And offer something to your clients that's going to raise them up, because that's what we're here to do as women, I think, you know, and men too. We're here to raise each other up and really succeed as entrepreneurs.
Mm. I again, I'm so honored that you took time out of your busy day, because I know you're a busy person, Sarah, and I want to thank you so much again for sharing all of your insights and wisdom with all of us.
You're so welcome. My pleasure. Take care.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.